Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for coming today. My name's Sean Moisey. I'm the Executive Branch Manager of Education, Care, Regulation and Support, which includes the Regulatory Authority for Early Childhood Seeker. I'd like to acknowledge country, Darununa, Darunanawul, Yangul Nalawiri, Dunimanyan, Nalawari, Dawawari, Ngata Dindi, Wangarali, Jinyan. This is Ngunnawal country. Today we're gathering on Ngunnawal country. We always pay respect to elders female and male. And I wish to recognise other peoples and families with connections to the land and the ACT region. And I wish to acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to this city and to our region. And I'd like to welcome all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who may be attending today's event. A few housekeeping rules before we get into the substance of today. You find the bathrooms just out the hall. We'll be having morning tea out there too later on today. And if we do have any fire emergencies or anything like that, our colleagues will get you out the door and into the safe area near the Oval. It's not that far away in the event that something like that happens. Please feel free to take calls, stretch your legs, do what you need to do. We know that you've got services to run and that requires you to be present sometimes. There'll be audio recordings today, so we're recording the sessions today for later on use, and there'll be photos taken as well. And let one of our team know if you don't want photos taken. And these photos and the recording we use for podcasts for our series that we put on our web for later reference, which has been really successful in going back and drawing on the expertise that we've got. Today is all about leadership and governance in the early childhood education and care sector. And we know that the governance of and providers and people with management control are essential to the success of services. Leadership and governance is instrumental in driving quality and ensuring your staff get what they need to deliver what's needed for children. And we know that has a very important relationship between service and provider. And our guest speakers will unpack what good leadership and governance means, why it matters, and how it can shape and motivate improvement. As you'll see, I'll provide you a bit of an update about a lot of big things that are going on, which you probably need your own list and Gantt chart to follow. But I'll try to give a bit of a summary of what's happening. Then we'll hear from Associate Professor Marianne Fenwick, who's come down to be with us today. Marianne Fenwick is the Director of the Bachelor of Education Early Childhood Program, University of Sydney. She's published extensively on the governing of ECEC services, initial teacher education and teachers, and the impact governance has on quality and accessible and inclusive ECEC. Marianne is a strong advocate for children and the profession and co-chairs the Australian Early Childhood Teacher Education Network. We'll have a short morning tea break. Then we'll hear from Amanda Tobler, who is the Managing Director of ELM ACT. Amanda's got over 30 years' experience in the social services sector, including ECEC, and was a provider for many years of ECEC services in Community Services Number 1, provided great leadership for that organisation. And Amanda was the co-chair of Children's First Alliance for about 4 years. It seemed very short, but 4 years. 4 years. And we'll have a panel discussion later on today with those colleagues and colleagues from the sector, including Abby Guanzon, from who's the Centre Director of Harrison Early Childhood Centre from Northside Community Services, Natasha Finnegan, the General Manager of KidsBids, Out of School Hours Care, and Alice Castricion, the preschool and school age care officer from Catholic Education, Archdiocese of Canberra and Goulburn. And welcome to those colleagues and thank you so much for coming today. Leah Partridge, who's the acting senior director in our branch, and Liam McNichols from Northside will assist us and facilitate the panel this afternoon. All right, I'd like to take a bit of a... the reason we're doing leadership and governance today is that there's a lot of stuff going on, and it's such an important component. Enabling services, giving services what they need to do the job is critical for the provider role. And it's a quality area 7, which is leadership and governance is a marker of that. And quality governance means that your staff get the resources they need and that the policy settings are right for your organisation. And the leadership is providing direction and guidance to staff during times of change, helping to reduce confusion and uncertainty. And good leadership builds trust and confidence among staff, families and wider community, which is essential during change. And we're in a process of positive change. So we are out of COVID, touch wood, but we are certainly in a place where there's a lot of positive change going on. And how do we marshal that positive change in the context where we're still dealing with some of the legacy around workforce and the challenges that we inherited from the end of COVID? So I want to talk about a couple of things that are going on, which is why governance is so important. The first you would have heard yesterday, the announcement about the free three-year-old preschool, which starts from 2024 and is one day a week free preschool. The detail of that will start to unfold in the budget, which is being done today in the Assembly, which is being introduced today in the Assembly. And it will... It represents the biggest investment that ACT government has made in early childhood. It's approximately, I think I've just got to read the figure properly, $50 million over 4 years. And that is, it will be delivered through participating ECEC services, of which the provider role is critical. And recognises the importance of the sector. And I think COVID showed that, our sector is an essential service. And most jurisdictions are heading in the direction that the ACT government has taken. There'll be more detail about it, and there'll be further engagement from us and our colleagues in strategic policy with everybody about how that's going to work and the detail of it. We've already got a lot of interest in how do I enrol. People want to enrol today, but there's some work to be done to get ready for 2024. The approved learning frameworks... We've already done a bit of work on this, but the approved learning frameworks come into play around about now, and will stay alongside the existing approved learning frameworks as a transition point into the new ones, which will be on their own by February 24. So we have a transition period between the two sets of approved learning frameworks, and those new ones will be the only ones at the beginning of 24. We've also got the National Workforce Strategy, and Shaping Our Future is a 10-year National Children's Education and Care Workforce Strategy that was developed with a significant consultation across the nation with the sector. And the aim is to foster a sustainable and high-quality workforce of early childhood teachers and educators for the future. And, of course, everybody wants us to begin now. We have, but it's really about putting the long-term changes in place to enable that sustainability and grow the workforce and get that equity that everybody's been looking for. So the six focus areas are professional recognition, attraction and retention, data and evidence, leadership and capability, qualifications and career pathways, and wellbeing. And it provides a framework for national leadership and action. And since the release of the strategy in October 21, governments and stakeholders have progressed a range of new and enhanced workforce initiatives, and these build on the initiatives of Shaping Our Future. And I do encourage people to go back and have a look at that and see what's happening around the country, because as the programs are listed at the end of the part on the website that says what everyone's doing, there's a lot of dovetailing going on. There's a lot of connections that support the principles, so it's a great alignment of policy of jurisdictions. I also want to mention the review of the disability standards for education. That review was done in the midst of COVID, But we're coming back to that now, and we'll probably see more about inclusion as the next years unfold. Now, what that review found was that the barriers exist to the effective access and participation of children with disability to early childhood, and there more needs to be done to raise the awareness of the disability standards for education and to promote inclusive access with and participation for children with disability, and greater clarity for providers about what constitutes reasonable adjustment and what constitutes unjustifiable hardship. And a majority view that at most, you know, it was quite a very strong held view that the National Quality Framework has helped increase awareness and understanding of what constitutes effective inclusive practice in a way that caters for the needs and builds on the strengths of every child. The 2020 review has now been finalised by the Australian Government, by the Commonwealth Government, and is a great opportunity to build on our collective efforts. And in that context, you may know that there's a review of the inclusion support program that's going on, and of course the two reviews which I'm about to talk about, disability inclusion and inclusion is a factor in those. So I might just jump to those. So we've got the ACCC inquiry into ECEC pricing, 28th October, I think it was last year, 22, the Commonwealth Treasurer asked ACCC to conduct an inquiry on pricing. And again, this comes back to governance and providers' role. How does pricing fit into the components that enables you to support your services and your staff to deliver the best quality education and care they can? There's an interim report due this Friday. So I don't know whether that will be public. I presume the government want to look at that interim report for a bit before they say anything about it. And a final report is at the last day of this year is due. And those findings will feed into the next review, which I'll talk about, which is the Productivity Commission's review. But the scope of the pricing review is costs and availability of labour, use of land and related costs, finance and administrative costs, regulatory compliance costs, cost of consumables, and prices changed since 2018, and how these changed following changes in policy settings. So all of that assessment by the ACCC will go into the review by the Productivity Commission, which is a big one, and that is another review commissioned by the Australian Government, which is an inquiry into Australia's early childhood education and care system. So that's a really deep look at how is our system working across the country. That started on the 1st of March this year. It's going to make recommendations to support affordable, accessible, equitable and high-quality ECEC and reduces barriers to workforce participation and supports children's learning and development. One of there are a range of commissioners that are involved in the Productivity Commission who are assigned to this work, but the government did appoint Professor Deborah Brennan, AM, as an associate commissioner to assist the commission. As some of you may know, that Professor Brennan was instrumental in a report called Lifting Our Game, which was a fantastic piece of marshalling of evidence and reflection of good practice in our sector. And Professor Brennan has also been of great assistance to ACT government in development of the early childhood strategy. A critical friend is probably the best way to describe her. The final report from the Productivity Commission, I've got to get all the commissions and the things right named, will be due to the Australian government by 30th of June. Now, I had last night a quick look at the submissions to the Productivity Commission, and if you do get 5 minutes in your day, 10 minutes in your day, have a look at that, have a look at what they're doing, but also have a look at the submissions. It's really interesting and I think would resonate with probably just about everybody in this room, the kind of conversations going on about governance of the sector and how what changes could be improved. And then, of course, we've got the change to the childcare subsidy, which starts next month. And as colleagues would appreciate, those who are part of the CCS system, more families will be getting a greater subsidy. According to the Commonwealth's estimates, out-of-pocket costs will reduce for around 96% of families. So most families will get a reduction in their costs. And the commitment is that no family will be worse off. So probably a range of you are already feeling that pressure. There might be some more demands on you there. So all of these, we'll have this deck, we'll have parts of the deck put up to get access, but if you look up ASIQA has a lot of links already to some of these reviews, and of course the Australian Government's website as well. The key planks we want to set down today is really about the relationship between Quality Area 7, governance and leadership. And while leadership is often seen as visionary, leadership is also solid governance. And governance is about supporting your staff and your services to what they need to do to get their job done and to manage all those things, the inputs and outputs, if you like, in terms of funding and the resources that you've got to do the best job you can. And that governance thing also, that certainty around governance, that solidness around governance, that clarity around governance and leadership means that you're better prepared to navigate what's coming. And there's a lot coming. There's a lot of change. It's positive, but it will require some thinking and active participation in how you govern your services and who you need, how much you pay them, what income you get, where you're going to have a service, what will you do with that service, and how are you going to meet the demands and your aspirations for what you want your services to be. And as a regulator, we appreciate that we completely understand that there's been a significant change in the workforce, around about since the census, we marked about a one-third change in the workforce. And in my view, continuity is everything. The longer you can have somebody with you, the more experience they get, the more opportunities they get to do professional development, the more opportunities they get to do formal training. With that experience comes quality. So continuity is everything. So we appreciate that the significant change in staffing means in many cases you probably feel like you're starting again. And we appreciate that because we feel like we're starting again too in some cases. So we're adjusting to that, and that's why, Kylie's design of these programs, you'll see it's not a coincidence that we had Quality Area 1 early this year. We've got Quality Area 7. This is about governance and leadership, and we'll be doing more along those lines as the building blocks to go back over things that are fundamental to build us up to a much higher quality. I will stop talking now because I could probably talk all day, but I would like to introduce Professor Marianne Fenwick to come and speak to us about her expertise. Thanks, Marianne.